to Edim, you make a Maidor, you tell them, listen, I'm telling you that really I do not want to sell this field. I'm only doing it to get rid of him. And these two Edim give you a Shtar Maidor that you'll get back the field later. Amri Nadoi, Nadoi say like this. Call my door, any my door, this type of a notice that you give to Edim that you do not really mean to sell the property, the like cost of Bov is not written inside it. Anan Yadina Bei Biunso. If the Edim, when they write up the Shtar, they don't write that we, the two Edim, we know exactly what was forcing Reuven to sell this field. The Palnia, that we know what was forcing him, Lav Maidohi, then it's not called a Maidoh. Nor the Edim have to write in the Shtar Maidoh that they know clearly what was causing him to sell. Gemara says, Maidoh Demai, what type of a Shtar Maidoh are we talking about? Like, what is this Reuven being forced to do that he doesn't want to do? E de Gito. Udumatanta, if it's a question of him giving a get to his wife, or else somebody giving a present to somebody. So Mara says, Gila Milsa Biyamu. There it's Tama Gila Milsa. Like that the person really does not want to give the get, he's only being forced to. Says so, if he just tells us that he doesn't want to, that alone should be enough. Rashi says, Kalemar, Harbe bin Yodim Yochul Leda Insoi, the Hebron Dieno Makabo Mamma Matono, the get there. Like, what does he have to make the Maidor for? So here, for sure, it's only a Gilu Milsa B'Yalma, and therefore, for sure, even though the Edim do not say exactly what the Oinus, what is being forced about, it should be a good Maidor. Yeah. And then more says, V'dizvini, if it's a question of a sale going on, that Reuven is being forced to sell some property, Kadimara Boma Rav said, Rav Shita is, Loika Svin and Maido Azvini, that you don't write a Shtar Maido on Azvini. That's Rav Shita. So Ram explained, nearly the time of the Rav Mishun Amina Kama Pirkin, Hilkasot Luyi Vizav and Zvini Zvini, that if somebody really forces you to sell and you agree, it's called a good sale. Veloy Amin Ella Bisodistam, Sherafu Lim Chracham Sidoiso, Vubir Biyatsum Yachasmim, that if somebody forces you to sell one of your property and you do it, so when you do it, we say that you really meant it. And therefore, the sale is a good sale. Therefore, Rav holds, we do not write up a Shtar Maidor on a sale. Because once the person gives in and agrees to sell it, we say the sale is a good sale. So what's going on here? They're telling me now that the Maidor has to only be if the Edim say they know clearly what he was forced to do. Gemara says, let me tell you this, Vini. We're talking about now a sale. But I tell you, Moida Rav agrees, Heiched the Onus, that when he's really being forced to do it, then Ashtar, you could write Ashtar Maidor. Then the sale is not really Chal. And what's the case? Ukamaisa de Pardisa, like a case of an orchard. To Yehu Gavra, there was a man, Demashkin Pardisa Lechavre Letlos Eshonin. Like he borrowed the money from somebody, and he told the Malva, listen, I'll give you a Mashkin. You could hold on to my pardis, to my orchard, for 3 years until I have money to pay you back, or else maybe like a surya that you eat the field for the next 3 years, you eat the fruits, and that's your payment. And at the end of 3 years, the field comes back to me. So that's what he did. He gave him a mashkin. He gave him his field for a mashkin. So again, the ugavro, the mashkin, patis l'chavre. The tlos hashana for 3 years. Vosa, the yochla tlos hashana after he ate for 3 years. Chazoka. He has a chazok. He's saying, listen, I bought the field. So he says like this, mutif. If you sell it to me, very good. That's what the Malva says, listen, if you're going to sell me the field, very good. V'loy, if you're not going to sell it to me though, you should know, then kavishno l'shtar mashkanta. I'm going to hide now the shtar mashkin that I have. I saw I have a shtar that you only gave it to me for a mashkin, for a pledge. And really, I have to give it back to you at the end of 3 years. But the Malva says, listen, if you don't sell it to me now, I'm going to hide this Shtar Mashkin. And the Amina, I'll tell everybody, I'll tell Ibn Bezdin, Lekuchi Biyodi, that I bought it. In other words, because since he's there the last 3 years, he's been eating the fruits of this field for 3 years, so that should be considered good chazaka. So the Malva has a good chazaka. So therefore, like the Malva could force the Leiva to really sell him the field. Even though what is a good case that the Leiva really does not want to. But he has no choice. He has to. Because otherwise, like if he doesn't get the money, he'll lose out. He'll get zero. Usually we say, Tluya Vizav and Zvini Zvini. If somebody forced you to sell it, so what are you selling it for? Lamaisa, don't sell it. If at the end you agree to sell it, we say you really mean it. But over here, it's not the pshat you really mean it. Because here you're going to lose out. The Malvanara comes with a gun to you and says, listen, either you'll sell me this field, I'll pay you the money. And if you're not going to sell it to me, you know what I'll do? I'll take it by force. Because I have Shnei Chazaka. I just got finished using this field for the last 3 years, so I could take it away from you with a Chazaka. So in such a case, there it's called a real oinus. There we can't say that the Leiva really agrees to sell it. Because even if the Leiva does not agree, doesn't want to, he's forced to sell it. Because otherwise he loses pants. So therefore he has to sell. So this is called the Gureinus, and Kai Gavna Kai Svinu Maidor. In such a case, even Rava would agree that if this Leiva tells over to two Eidim what's going on here, that I'm selling this field to the Malva, but not because I really want to. It's only because otherwise he's going to take it away by force. That's called the good Maidor. In this case, Rav also agrees that the Eidim can write up the Shtar Maidor. Just in such a case, they have to write it up, like we said before, Anan Yadinim Bey, Beunsa de Palnia, that we know clearly exactly what's the situation, how come he was forced, what exactly happened. Nothing more says. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Hai matanto temirto, a present that's given privately, temirto like hidden, a hidden present, le magvinam bo. You can't collect it. That's not called a good present. If somebody gives you a present privately, that's not called a good present. We'll soon see what that means. So Rashbam says, because we're afraid, Teshema nitin oliyach kvar. Maybe this person already gave it away to somebody else. Yeah, or else he's only mechavin to make a maidor lechaverta. That means he's going to be forced not to give it to somebody else. And he doesn't want to give it to that guy. So before he gives it to him, he gives it to you for a present just to be able later to show, I do not mean to give it to the second guy. But really, he does not mean to give it to you. Since he's doing something special, like by giving it privately, not openly, that's not called a good matana. We see something's fishy here. Hechidon, what's the case talking about? Hechidon and Matanta Timirta. What's talking about a hidden or private present? Omar Rabbi Yosef, the Omar Lula Sadi, that this Reuben, they want to give a present to Shimon, he tells to Edim, Zilo Atzimuru, go hide yourself, you two, the Kisvulei, and write him up a Shtar Matana. So in such a case, like, what are you telling the Edim to do it privately, do it secretly? What are you telling him for? So in such a case, we see he does not really mean it, something is going on here, and therefore it's not called a good Shtar Matana. Vika the army sums even the bigger Kiddush. That Omer Rabbi Yosef, you know what it means? You know what it means? A matona temirto to loy Omer Luhu, that the owner Reuben did not say teisvo bishuko ubevrisa v'tichtebulei, that the Shimon that wants to give away the present did not tell the Tuedim go and write up the shtar in the public place. As long as the owner does not say that, that's also called the shtar temirto, a matona temirto. The Mor says, my benayu, what's the difference between these two pshatim? He could benayu stama. If the Reuven tells the two Edim stam, write up a shtar matono. According to the first pshat, it'd be a good shtar. There's only something fishy if he tells you to do it privately. According to the second pshat, no. As long as he does not tell you to do it openly, there's something wrong here, and that matono is not a good matono. That whoever he writes it to, that person has no right to collect the matono because of the shtar. Omar Rovo, Zeheve Meidol Lechaverto, but such a Shtar Maton Yishno is a Meidol. That means if later on we see this same Reuven gives away this field for present to somebody else, so later Reuven has a right to say, I never really meant to give it to the second guy. I was only forced to give it to him. What's my proof? Because before that, I wrote this field for present to somebody else. So you see, when I write the second Shtar to somebody else, I do not really mean it to the second guy. So this first shtar, even though it was written privately, secretly, and it's not called a shtar matana to the first one, but the owner could use it for a shtar maidor for the second one. Then in the case later on, he writes the same field for a present to somebody else, lady has a right to say, I didn't mean it. I was forced into it. And my proof is that I already wrote this field to somebody else. That's called heve maidor lechaverta. Omer Rav Papa Papa says, Ho de Rovo, la beferish itmar, that Rovo says not beferish, elo meklol itmar, learn it from a cloud. What's the cloud? The who garva there was a man, the ozel le kedushi yitzisa. He went to be Mekadosh's wife. Omrule, so the wife said to him, listen, he kosaf the li kula nechtecho, hevin lecho, If you write me over, give me over all your property, then I'll get married to you. The wife said, if you don't write me over all your property, nothing doing, I'm not going to get married to you. So what did the man do? Ozali went, he went and wrote up a shtar to give her a present, all the property to his wife, to this lady. So what happened was, Osabre, he had a son already from before. So Osabre, Kishish, his oldest son came. Omale said to his father, like, who Gabra might have you lay? What's going to be with me? Like, with that person, meaning with me, what's going to be with me? If you're giving all your property away to this lady here, what am I going to get? So Omaluhu Lesadi, so right away the father went in front of the wedding and told them, listen, Zilu Atmuru Pieva Yamini, go sit in some private place, the Kiswule, and write up Ishtar Matana to my son. I want to give Ishtar Matana to my son. So it comes out that the father, Mustam, first wrote the Ishtar Matana to his son, and then later wrote up the Ishtar to give to his wife. So later on, they both came with the Ishtaris. So also the Kaima, the Rava, came in front of Rava, Omalahu, Loy Lamar Kono, Voloy Lamar Kono. Rava said, neither of them own this property, not his wife, because he wrote Ishtar Maido, and not the son, because the son's present was written privately, written secretly. Since the father told the Edim to write the Ishtar up in a private place, that shows us he does not really mean it. That's called Ishtar Maido, it's not called the real Ishtar Maton. So that was the Maisa. So the Chur, the Gemara says, Man Dechaz, whoever saw this case, Savri thought, do you know why? Mishum Dehevi Maido Lechaverta. You know why neither of them is Kaino, not the wife and not the son? Because this first star that he wrote privately to his son is like a star my door. He's like showing us